Hey.
Hey there. So, it's been 24 hours. Got my money?
Oh, you know what? Just give me till next Friday. I'll have it for you.
Oh. Oh, that's funny. I could have sworn I said have it today.
Yeah, I don't have it. Sorry.
Oh. Well, all right then. That's good, OJ. Yeah, that hurt.
What the hell?
Yeah.
This public service announcement is a thank you to all you listeners who donated during CITR's first fund drive. You've helped us continue to keep delivering you, the listener, with the diverse, independent, and quality programming you've come to expect. This is also a reminder that if you did pledge, please come down to CITR, pay your pledge, and collect your swag. For example, t-shirts, CDs, and all other merchandise that was offered with your pledge. Once again, to all of our listeners, all our supporters, thank you for supporting CITR 101.9 FM.
You got till 5 o'clock. You hear me? You got till 5 o'clock.
You freaking psychopath!
Yeah, clean yourself up.
You're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down, and my name is Marielle. I will be your host for the next hour or so. Thank you very much to Duncan and Salen, who came in and gave quite the rockin' show today. Yeah? Yeah, Duncan, are you doing this, is this your time slot now?
I don't know, Bryce is a little cagey about it, but hopefully.
You'll win him over. Just give him a big hug and then compliment him on how nice his hair looks.
And his shoes, right?
And his shoes, but yeah. but more so the hair.
Yeah, okay.
More so the hair. Do you have a show name?
I'm thinking about Duncan's Donuts.
Thinking about it.
We'll see. Have a good show.
See ya. Today I have so much music to get to today. Usually I try to like to tell stories and stuff like that, but I came across so much music today that I fell in love with and I want to play for you. So maybe less talking, more rocking, perhaps. Yeah, like the PSA said, thank you very much to everyone that donated to CITR's very first fund drive. I don't think we met our goal, but we still made quite a bit of money. And just a reminder, if you did donate and you chose to donate by cash, please come by CITR whenever you're free to drop that off. So you can also pick up your prizes and, you know, swag and stuff like that. But I also, after saying that, I also realized that the weather conditions aren't so, you know, favorable right now for traveling and commuting, traveling, stuff like that. I would know. I hate taking transit right now. For the past, when it started snowing Saturday, and everything just takes so much longer than it ever should. I had to go to work yesterday, and thankfully work is, one of the places I work is really close to campus. And usually I take the B-line from the UBC bus loop to SASMAP, and that takes about 8 minutes or so, you know, and then a bit, maybe like 5 minutes if you're waiting for the bus if I miss one. So it doesn't take that long, maybe 10 minutes or so to get to work. But yesterday, it took me 45. It took me 45 minutes to get from UBC to 10th and SASMAT. Oh, you know, I totally would have walked, but one, I had to really go to the washroom, and two, it was really cold and wet, and I, you know, it was in that situation where I was like, any minute now, the bus will come. If I start walking, the bus will pull up to the curb and I'll miss it. So, yep. So just, you know, be careful out there. Take care of yourselves. If you don't have to drive, I would not recommend it. You know, I'd stay in and just look at how pretty the snow looks and stuff like that. Yes. What was I going to say? Oh, wonderful. I totally forgot, but I'll probably just go to some music now. You can always give me a call here in the studio at 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. Perhaps you would like to place a request, or if you are one of those people that would like to come down to CITR and drop off your donation, if you chose to donate by cash and you can't figure out how to get to UBC, give me a call. Give me a little ringy-dingy-dingy, and I will help you figure out how to get to UBC if you haven't been here before, if you're not familiar with the area. Yes, maybe? Sounds like a good idea. That's 822-2487. I have quite a bit of rocking and rolling to do today, so I'm just going to get right to it. I'm going to start off with a band called The Riptides. I don't know too much about them, but I quite like them because they remind me of the Ramones, and really, there's nothing wrong with that. We'll be right back.
not data, bruised up if you question the status quo. I know a little about it, but to please you say my creed. And there you are in the spotlight, now's your chance, take the lead. Coalition, give us something to believe. Coalition. It's time to learn from the cynical rock stars, a self-taught record deal. The system breaks, see your sign on the right line, your song's in a happy meal. Yeah, you swim with the sharks and hope your veins out for the fame. Build a castle of sand now, turn your back from where you came. Conviction, give us something to.
I totally lied. That was the Riptides, but that wasn't the band that I was thinking about. I said they reminded me of the Ramones. Yeah, no, it wasn't that band. The Riptides are still pretty good. I still quite like it, but they weren't the band that I was thinking about. Mm. I'm so awesome. I'll play that other band in just a second. We'll be right back.
CITR podcast update number 5.
Work has begun on Canada's Information Highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. As it comes more and more into our personal lives, how are we going to cope with the techno peasants? I mean, this world, which was a fantasy for me 10 years ago, every 6 months becomes more a part of my own real life. You know, in the place where I do most of my writing, I now am just hooked into the world electronically, right, or would be if I could figure out how to make the bleep bleep modem work. But I'm technologically over my head already. The limit on me is not what you can do, it's what I can do.
I'm not sure you want to use your bleep bleep modem, or any modem for that matter, with receiving podcasts. But, just check out our website and I'm sure you'll figure it out.
For more information, visit citr.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening and please be kind to robots.
You are listening to 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver, British Columbia, which is so beautifully covered in snow right now and black ice. So you better watch out. I just played the Ultimate Power Duo off of their album, We're in Control Now. That song was called White Zombie. Prior to that, a band called Some Action. They were quite rockin', I must say. They did some rockin' and rollin'. Their album is called Something Really Long. The band that sucked the life out of rock and roll and killed itself. Yes, that song was called Take Your Medicine, and I started off my show, with The Riptides off of their album Hangout. That song was called Conviction. If you ever wanted to check out what I played on my show every week, you can check out my playlist online at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. Yes, sounds like a good idea. And if you ever miss my show or would like to listen to my show repeatedly many, many times in the future, you can check out my podcasts. A lot of CITR shows are being podcasted now for your convenience and enjoyment, ? Go to our website, www.citr.ca, and you can basically download, I think, the majority of shows on CITR in MP3 format. And I think a common misconception with podcasts is that a lot of people think you need an iPod to play podcasts. People think you need pods, but you don't. You really don't. You don't even need an MP3 player. As long as you have a computer and you have speakers, you can listen to CITR podcasts, because really it just means that shows are saved in MP3 format on the internets, and you can save them and keep them and listen to them forever and ever if you wanted to. What was I going to play for you now? The next band they have coming up for you is a band that I love and is a band that you know I love, but I haven't played them in a while, and I think I'm going to do a double doozy of them, if that is okay with you. Well, you know what? You really don't have any say in it whatsoever.
Take it for the same as the past. Take you both to the for corpses, dusted for prints, pried up the floorboards, pieces of planes, and black box recorders. Don't lie,
don't lie.
And I've been preoccupied with these six, six senses that sense DNA on barbed wire fences. Maybe someday I'll find me a suspect that has no alibis. New Year's Eve was as boring as heaven. I watched flies fuck on Channel 11. There was no one to kiss. There was nothing to drink except some old rotten milk someone left in the sink. And there's no ring, there's no ring on the phone anymore. There's no reason to call, I passed out on the floor. Smoked myself stupid and drank my insides raisin dry. But at the right place, at the right time, I'll be dead long and you'll be just fine. I won't have to quit doing fucked up shit for anyone but me. At the right size, it'll be worth it to stand in line. You won't have to stop, stay out of cops for anyone but me, your private eye. For corpses, dusted for prints, pried up the floorboards, pieces of planes, and black box recorders. Don't lie,
don't lie.
And I've been preoccupied with these six, six senses. It sends DNA on barbed wire fences. Maybe someday I'll find me a suspect that has no alibi.
At the right place, at the right time, I'll be dead, running, you'll be just fine. I won't have to quit doing fucked up shit anyone but me. At the right place, at the right time, it will have been worth it to stand in line. And you won't have to stop, say that I'm cops for anyone but me, your private eye. Your private at the right place, at the right time, I'll be dead wrong and you'll be just fine. You won't have to quit doing fucked up shit for anyone but me. And at the right place, at the right time, it will have been worth it to stand in line. And you won't have to stop, say that I'm cops for anyone but me, your private eye.
I put together such an awesome set. I'm so proud of myself. Let me explain that to you. I started off that set with the Ramones off of their first self-titled album. That song was Judy is a Punk, obviously. After that, I played some more Ramones. I played off of their Phil Spector album, End of the Century. That song, wait, was that it? Yes, that's what it was called. That song was called The Return of Jackie and Judy. And then I segued nicely into a cover of the Ramones. That was a cover of Rockaway Beach, which also appears originally on End of the Century, but that was off of an album called Brats on the Beat, and it's quite the cute little concept, actually. It's a CD put out, it was released on November 21st, and it was a CD put out by Go-Kart Records, and it was a compilation of different Ramones covers that various artists have put together. I think they got the lead singer from the Bouncing Souls, the lead singer from the Donnas. They have a whole bunch of bands, and I can't remember the other ones right now. Oh, I'm so awesome. But the song that I played, Rockaway, no. Oh, I'm so sorry. I played Rock and Roll High School, and that song was covered by Matt from Alkaline Trio, who I played after that. But the cool thing about Brats on the Beat is that they get a whole bunch of kids to sing backup. So this is like a kiddie Ramones album, but with like cool punk rock guys singing lead. It's an interesting concept. Now is actually, you can listen to that off of their MySpace page, which is myspace.com/Bratsonthebeat. And that's where I played it from. I've been trying to look for the CD around town, and it's being quite elusive and being tricky and hard to find. So if you're looking for that, I'm going to tell you right now, it's a bit of a struggle. And then after that, because the song that I played was sung by the guy from Alkaline Trio, I played some Alkaline Trio off of their album From Here to Infirmary. That song was called Private Eye. Hmm? Yes. Done and done. Coming up next, I have Propagandy. I had a request for the new Propagandy today, so I'll play that. This is Propagandy off of their latest album, Potemkin City Limits. The song is called Fixed Frequencies on CITR.
looking back, is that just what it got compared to that?
It was going so well until I screwed everything up. If you don't know what I'm talking about, then let's just not talk about it anymore. Let's just pretend it never happened. That song was called Teenage Love Affair by the band The Heartaches off of their album Too Cool for School. Before that, I played The Bad Amps off of their new 7-inch. That's the Two-Face 7-inch. One of the songs on it I played was Milkshake Murder. Prior to that, I played some AFI, some AFI, off of their album Shut Your Mouth and Open Your Eyes. That song was called A Single Second. Before that, Propagandy. Yes, that's what I started off that set with. Propagandy off of Potemkin City Limits. That song was called Fixed Frequencies. Right now, though, I would love to tell you about some shows that I just found out about yesterday. And I lost it. I'm sorry. Do you ever have brain farts like that sometimes where it just may, yes, no, I don't know. It just happens. December 1st, that is tomorrow. That is Friday. This Friday, tomorrow, December 1st. Get it together. They Shoot Horses, Don't They? Are playing with Love and Mathematics and Run Chico Run at the Ukrainian Hall, which is a nice little place. It's a little all-ages venue that's almost gym-like, I would have to say. And then on the weekend, this coming Saturday, December 2nd, we have Mint Records' Ridiculously Early Christmas Party. It's not that ridiculously early when you think about it. I mean, ridiculously early is when, like, department stores and other places like that start putting up their Christmas decorations the minute that Halloween's over. Yeah, yeah, that's early. But yes, the Ridiculously Early Christmas Party featuring bands like The Evaporators, The Choir Practice, Carolyn Mark, there's a whole bunch of Mint Records bands, and they're playing at the Ukrainian Hall as well. That's happening this Saturday. Also happening this Saturday, if perhaps that all-ages show does not appeal to you, you may want to check out Wintersleep. Wintersleep are playing at the Plaza Club with, oh, Malajube. Malajube are so cute. Whimper. This Sunday? Is it Sunday? Yes, Sunday, December 3rd. The Hidden Cameras are coming to Vancouver. They're playing at Richards on Richards. That will be a fun, dancey, interesting time for all, I would have to say. The Black Halos and the Jolts are playing December 7th, also at the Plaza Club. The Rebel Spell, the East Side Death Squad, and Cambridge are playing December 8th at the Cobalt. Coming up, we also have And You Will Know Us by the Trail of Dead, who are playing with the Blood Brothers and Celebration. That is an all-ages show at the Croatian Cultural Center happening December 10th. I do have the new Trail of Dead album to play, and I will also play the new Blood Brothers album shortly, just so that you get a feel for it, maybe? Question mark? I don't know where I'm going with that. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts are coming to Vancouver. They're playing at the River Rock Casino. Interesting, I could go on about that for a while. But yes, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts are playing in Richmond at the River Rock Casino December 15th, and I hear that tickets are a bit pricey for that. So, Christmas gift much, maybe? The Living End are playing the next night at December 17th. That's happening at Richards on Richards. The Dead Cats are playing another show here in Vancouver at Pat's Pub. That's happening December 29th. And then I find that there's a bit of a lull in shows for a while. I couldn't find a lot going on in January, but in February, if you want to think that far ahead of time, All That Remains is coming back to Vancouver with Misery Signals and The Human Abstract, and that is happening at the Croatian Cultural Center. So another all-ages show that you may perhaps look forward to. What else is happening this month? The brand new issue of Discorder has come out. Discorder is, of course, CITR's very own monthly newspaper, magazine, music-related awesome reading thingy. Yes, it's free. You can pick it up almost anywhere around the Lower Mainland. I've seen it in libraries, and I've seen it in record stores, and it is free, so it doesn't cost any money, which is kind of awesome. Read up on the latest news on music and culture and other sorts of things like that. Ah, words not working today. But like I said, I have the brand new Trail of Dead album to play. It's called So Divided, and what I've noticed is that on their previous album, Worlds Apart, there was only about three. Originally, Trail of Dead was four members, and then they lost one guy, and there was only three of them playing on Worlds Apart. But it looks like with this new album, So Divided, they've added maybe two or three new people. And so it's going to be interesting to see how that also changes their dynamics on stage when they play live December 10th at the Croatian Cultural Center with the Blood Brothers. Yes. So this is the brand new Trail of Dead, and I'll probably follow it up with the brand new Blood Brothers as well on CITR.
I'm
Well done. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This has been We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. That was the brand new Converge album. Robin really liked it. He was doing a lot of air humping. It's so disturbing that their album is called No Heroes. That song was called Bare My Teeth. Are you still doing it?
Oh, I stopped.
Okay. All right. And prior to that, I played the Blood Brothers off of their newest album, Young Machetes. That song was called You're the Dream Unicorn. And I started off that set with a brand new album from Annual Notice by the Trail of Dead. That song was called Stand in Silence off of the album So Divided. Trail of Dead and the Blood Brothers are coming to play a show here in Vancouver at the Croatian Cultural Center December 10th. Yes, if you want to check out my playlist online, you can do so every week at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. Coming up next, we have Robin Collin and Luke Meach doing the Inkstud Show.
Hello.
They have a lot of stuff lined up for you today, so I'm going to get out of here. And as always, you can download podcasts for most of CITR's shows on our website at www.citr.ca. I will leave you off now with a band called Kill Cheerleader. And I really only was interested in this album because when I pulled it out, they have a big unicorn on the cover.
They're such a girl.
Covered in chains and upside down crucifixes, so happy times for all. I will see you guys in 1 week. No, that's Robin's CD.
Yeah, you don't.